Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 19th of July. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you, albeit earlier than normal. There is a reason for that, and that reason is the Invasion Conference, which starts tonight, and I am anticipating for God to do a lot of great things for the young people tonight, and can't wait to see God move. And there are a lot of fun things that happen there too. It's not just, you know, church service. They do something, a dance party after the night services that involves an invasion mobile, which is like a retired ambulance. It's either that or a very big suburban, and like some, you know, like there's a DJ who plays a lot of music up like on top of it, and then the kids, a bunch of young people, all go around it and dance up. I like to get close to it and dance even with a great friend of mine, Anna, who I do expect to see this week. And they do, of course, their sports tournaments and some that kind of stuff. And yes, they do bring in all kinds of lighting, and they turn the music up, and some things like that. And you say, and you might wonder, well, how's the crowd? They fill up that building, the sanctuary of my church. They basically fill that thing right up. And so it gets close to capacity. I don't think that it's officially hit capacity in a couple of years. I feel like they would make an announcement that would basically say, we're sorry, we can't allow any more people in here, you know, due to the capacity, because, of course, when a place hits capacity, you're not supposed to allow any more people in because of fire marshal, you know, requirements. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what God's going to do. And then tomorrow is my birthday, which we talked a little bit about that last night. I'm going to be 33 tomorrow. No, I'm not ashamed of it. I don't think 33 is a bad age. And I've heard people call themselves old that were like 18. I don't think I've ever called myself old, maybe once, but not being serious about it when saying it. Brittany, have you ever called yourself old?
All the time.
You do? You call yourself an old lady? Even though you're younger than me, you call yourself an old lady?
Yep.
But then again, some people just do that. In fact, I heard a young adult do that at Invasion once, several years back. And I almost said, why'd you say that? You're at Invasion. You know, that's what I almost said. I'd be like, because I'd be thinking like, well, this isn't the place to say that. Unless you're like one of the youth leaders and it's like Thursday night or something and you're tired because all the youth have been running you around all week. And, I'm really looking forward to the week and to see what all God has in store. And Saturday is my friend Jenny, I like calling her Donut. Saturday is her wedding. And she's marrying a very nice man. And they've been planning this for 2 years, 2.5 years. But then they were going to get married in fall 2020, but COVID got in the way. And they didn't want to do any kind of stuff with masking or limit the amount of people coming to the party, to the wedding or the reception. They weren't about that. So they pushed it back. Now they're going to get married. And I'm very happy for them that they get to do this. And so I am honestly very excited about it. I'm excited to see what transpired. And they have a beautiful baby girl named Eleanor. She just had her first birthday. And at one point she was supposed to be born on my birthday, but she ended up coming out a few days early. Would have been so cool if she would have been born on my birthday. That would have been like the coolest thing ever. But sometimes some things are just not to be. Sometimes some things are just not to be. Why? I don't know. It's just not the way it happened. And I honestly do not know why. I don't know the answer. I wish I did, but I don't. But nonetheless, it is, how it is. She was born on July 16th instead of July 20th. But obviously, I'm not mad about it. Just because she wasn't born on my birthday, it would have been so cool. But and then it was on the 16th that she told me that. But then I ended up deciding to do the surgery that night. And so that was what ended up happening with that. As far as the having the baby, as far as the so it's great thing. And it's just so yeah, there's what?
Say hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Good, you got your foot people sitting on it.
What you doing?
I didn't come to give you all your dress pants.
That could be like funny. But anyhow, I want to look at a few verses real quick. I'm not going to be very long at all. Got to get ready to go. So, Acts 27. And I'm going to look at starting at verse 9. Much time had been lost. Sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the feast. Paul warned them. The fast. Paul warned them, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and to cargo and to our own lives also." But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and of the owner of the ship. Since the harbor was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. By the way, that's not Phoenix, Arizona. This was a harbor in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest. When a gentle south wind began to blow, gentle south wind, you got to watch out for that. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they obtained what they wanted. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force. It didn't say a little bit of a heavier breeze. It didn't say a tropical storm forced winds. No, it said hurricane force winds. A wind of hurricane force called the nor'easter, swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed by the line of a small island called Kamda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, where the men had hoisted it aboard. They passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Sirtis. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, the storm continued raging. We really gave up all hope of being saved. After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves from damage and loss." I'm going to stop there. So later on, they end up going shipwrecked. Why? They didn't listen to the advice of, they did not listen to the advice of Paul. Instead of listening to the advice of Paul, who heard from God, who hears things from God, instead of listening to Paul, they decide, well, we'll just see what the pilot has to say. What's the pilot of the ship say? What you say, pilot? And the pilot says, apparently he says, it's fine. Let's continue. And everybody, many of the people agree. So they follow that south wind. Oh, that south wind, when everything seems beautiful, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, as they say. No, it's not always greener on the other side. you know, if you're doing something because God told you to do it, you know, that's all good. But you got to watch out for that south wind. Sometimes that south wind can be very dangerous. In a way, now I live in Michigan, and they've said before that in certain ways, some of the Great Lakes can be some of the most treacherous waters on Earth. You could be on the bay, on the Saginaw Bay here, and you could be, you know, just going on the boat, gentle wind, calm waves, you know, enjoying your time on the boat, nice, warm, sunny. Michigan, summer day, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just have a big wind come out of nowhere, and it can be kind of rough. You could have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 feet waves. And those 6, 7, 8 foot waves could be rocking your boat. And you go, what do? We got to be anchored. And one of the anchors is the Word of God. Faith. Faith is an anchor. Faith is an anchor. Our Bible tells us that we must have faith. In Hebrews 11, it says, we must have faith in order to please God. We have to have faith in order to please Him. We can't please Him without it. What is faith? Trust in the Lord. So you have to be trusting in the Lord. Trusting the Lord is one of the key anchors that you have to have on your life. Hearing from God. You have to be able to trust that God will not lead you astray. He won't lead you astray. Jesus will not lead you astray. I remember not too long ago, Pastor taught, you know, about the wind and avoiding shipwreck. And so one time, so there was this person in our church, and he had said, well, Pastor, you know, I got this great job offer in this other place, and I'm going to go. I've looked at churches. I feel like I've found a good church. But the prophet of God, my pastor, says, you know, if you want to, then. But he's like, honestly, I don't think it's a good idea. He's like, I don't feel. And then George, one of the fathers in the faith, George Evans, finds out about it and calls him up at one point when he's in our church. He comes up and he says, I'll hear that one. Yeah. You're going to move, aren't you? Yeah. Not too long later, Dr. George Evans calls that person. I didn't say Dr. Barkley. I said Dr. Evans calls that person and says, you know, how are you going? Yeah, moving. And it's like, how's it going? And then it ended up being not good for them. So they did not listen to what Dr. Barkley said or what Dr. Evans said. That was through God, because God was trying to make sure that they heard it, that they heard Him. Because He was like, don't do this, Do not do this. Do not do this. If you do this, it will hurt you. It'll hurt. It will not be good for you. But then he was like, I like this job opportunity. I'm sure he's like, I got this job opportunity and I got to try to provide for my family. And he's like, and he even had said, well, I found a good church. So he thought, but then when God says, don't do this, when God sends a man of God and says, do not do this, you should not do this, that's a sign. That's a warning. People do it anyway, and it's very costly. Look at them. What we read, they had to throw all that ship, all that stuff, so much stuff on the ship, they had to throw it overboard so that the people wouldn't all die. They had to throw cargo overboard. Sure enough, shipwreck. But they were able to swim to shore. And God tells you something. You've got to do what God says. He's trying to show you something like you should not be doing this. Then you do what you want to do, but I choose to obey God. But as I've said, it's up to every individual person. And you see that obedience to God, the command of God, very important. Many of these young people this week, they very well might hear from God about what they're supposed to be doing with their life. Some could be called to the fivefold ministry this week. That's all I would say. You never know what God's going to do. I like to say what my pastor says. All that stuff they put into Invasion, it's all worth it if even just one young person has their life changed forever and gets saved, gives their life to Jesus. Even though I'm sure it'll be more than just one person, but if it was just one person that gave their life to Christ, one person that got freed from whatever it was they were doing that they shouldn't have been, that it makes it worth it. So, I do want to ask you to keep Invasion in your prayers this week. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that we would listen when you're trying to tell us something, We are trying to guide us. May we be listeners. And may we not just decide, that we're just going to do it our own way, the way we think it's supposed to work. May we do it your way. And I thank you, Master, for that we would be doers and not hearers only. In Jesus' name. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.